5.10.
My name is Alexander Rose. I'm the executive director of the Long Now Foundation, and I'm the project manager for the 10,000-year clock project. If your present were to include the last and the next 10,000 years, you would act very differently than if your present only includes today.
So tell us about the clock. Why 10,000?
Well, 10,000 years, this is when humans really started being a technological species. You know, fundamental desires are actually pretty much the same. And it's a question about if will that be the same in another 10,000 years.
What are our fundamental desires?
Food, shelter, family, having a better life for your kids than you had for yourself, all of those things.
What does the future mean to you?
How you pass information to another generation. There's this notion that the past is always better than this future, that there's a good old days and the future is much scarier. Why do we constantly discount that future and think that it's worse when all evidence shows us that the future has always been better and the past has always been worse? But that's not how we think about it.